Warning, The Bear Takedown is a filthy podcast about homosexual bears and chasers. All are welcome, except for coworkers and family members of the host. If I was you, I wouldn't listen, just saying. It is definitely not safe to listen to at work or while driving with your windows down. However, pants down listening is encouraged.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Bear Takedown. My name is Nick.
And I'm Sugar.
And we got a fun-filled episode again with you. Thanks so much for making us part of your day and part of your morning, your drive, your commute, your crying yourself to sleep podcast. I don't
that's one things to make yourself feel better.
That went dark real quick. You're cheersing your Friday night cheers drink. Cheers to you, my friend Sugar. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, sipping. All right. Hey, so this episode we wanted to chat a little bit about my favorite place.
Oh, yes, you do love it.
A chaser's bottom.
Ew, no, that's not your favorite place. You know what is funny is we are discussing an upcoming trip that we are both partaking in together. But before I mention where we're going, it's the reason why we're going is a big part of it. Is because Mr. Nick here will be turning 40 while we're there on vacation. So happy birthday, Nicholas.
Hey.
He is going to be turning 40, and we have
That's my real life age, not my growler age.
I would have to cut you open and count the rings because I'm not sure if that's true. But I will take your word for it. So we are looking at going. We've gathered a group of very safe friends that have all been tested for the Rona, and we will be socially distancing, but we will be heading to Las Vegas for about a 4-day weekend. We're super excited about it, especially because the last year, I mean, it's just, we had so many trips planned. You know, you and I had like 2 or 3 trips planned together. Patrick and I had a couple of trips planned, and every single one of them got canceled. And even some of the trips that we had planned, you know, for later this year in 2021, they're already starting to get canceled. So
I know I'm running too much airline credit.
Yeah.
And I need to start spending that airline credit before it expires.
I'm like, how long is Delta going to hold this credit for me? So we have just kind of, for sanity's sake and to, you know, still staying safe and doing what we need to do, but we have...
Yeah,
you know,
we still wear masks and we still do our thing, and we usually get tested before we go do something.
Right, and everyone involved, all of our friends... usually work in some type of environment where they have to get tested for work.
Or have the vaccine already. Correct. Disclaimers. But so we try to do things respectful and socially distanced when we go around other people. And we kind of just usually hang out with our, with who we came with, you know. Yeah. But we try to change the environment or where we're at.
We have our little Corona pod that we kind of stick close to, and that's who we hang out with.
It's our family.
Right. So... we are, we've done a couple of long weekends, and what's funny is you were the first one to take me to Vegas last year, and it was for Patrick's birthday, and it's the first time I'd ever been to Vegas, and unfortunately it was during Corona, so it's like I've never had the full quote-unquote Vegas experience. So, but I always have a good time there, and for you, you've been going for years. What is it that draws you down
there? I love Las Vegas, because like I've said before, I love long weekend trips. And so from Portland to Vegas, it's a 2-hour flight and often has low cost carriers flying there. So, I mean, I've flown as little as like $60 round trip on Spirit. Now, now I know people's Spirit comments are Sugar, it's not for you. But we have Spirit and Frontier that both go there. They're very cheap and gamble a little bit, so you get a good discount on rooms and you do all kinds of things. So it can be a very economical weekend away. I mean, Vegas is one of those places where sky is the limit on how much money or experiences you can do, but it also has some great value to it as well. And obviously it is a weather change from Portland to Las Vegas a 2-hour flight. So I do enjoy going there. I do the people watching, and I enjoy how many things there are to do for free, whether it's checking out the Bellagio Fountains, the Mirage Volcano Show, the different art displays, the different the Bellagio Conservatory, just looking at all the different things, going downtown and seeing the little rooftop show, or walking from casino to casino. It's a lot of freaking walking, and I, you know, always bring good shoes and do things like that. But I just enjoy how much there is to do there.
So a little bit of a fact that people that are close to Dick know is the fact that he has a little bit of an old lady in him. He does love Vegas, you know, like a lot of older people do. But when he goes, he likes to play bingo, and he loves the buffets.
The penny slots.
The penny slots. So that's part of his charm that we all love about Nick. So, you know, him being the first one to take me to Vegas was actually pretty cool, because he did a really good thing. That was the first and only time I've flown on Spirit, as you mentioned before.
And you survived to tell about it. The flight was on time and you had no problems.
Well, all I can think about is every video that I've seen online where people are screaming when they're landing and like the plane is shaking. But Nick did really good. He got us the first two seats, I guess the only two first class seats,
the big seats.
That are there. So we were super comfortable the whole entire time. But it was nice to see it through his eyes, because he does enjoy going so much. How many times do you think, if you were to average, how many times a year do you think you go?
Probably three or four.
So three or four times a year. And how long have you been going?
Probably like 4 or 5 years, probably. I mean, I've gone ever since I was a kid. Even I remember like back in the day, like when like Excalibur was built and they have like a fun dungeon, which is not your kind of fun dungeon. But
why have I never heard of this? You've never taken me there.
But it's kind of like a carnival where they have like all the games you see at the fair, and like video and like arcade games and all kinds of stuff. And I remember one time my parents were like, "Okay, here's some money. We're gonna go do our own thing. You guys like hang out in the room, or you can go downstairs to the arcade." So we like went downstairs to the arcade, and I remember playing one of the carnival games, and I won like two or three dish sets, like complete dish sets with like plates, cups, saucers, and whatever. And my parents came back to the room and they're like, what's that? I was like, I won dish sets. Like, what are we going to do with that?
Little old lady. You've been addicted ever since.
I just like kicking people's ass, taking names. So I've gone like a bunch of times, but I've really gotten into it more like lately. I listen to some podcasts that are like either based or all about Las Vegas, so I know all the comings and goings and all the different exhibits or restaurants or different things going on. I'm a pretty budget traveler, so I haven't ate at a lot of like the high-end restaurants or done a lot of that stuff. I like just like go and walk around, people watch, and hang out. So I don't know. I feel like it's pretty easy, can be economical or can be super expensive. It's up to you kind of trip. And I love the pools and I love that you can just like buy a drink at CVS or Walgreens and carry it around town. Like,
yeah,
you just like grab one and crack it open and walk around town, and
kind of like that whole,
it's legal and doesn't matter. And you can mix your own drinks, or you can grab one to go, or whatever you want to do. I think it's in the energy and the environment, especially on the weekends there. It's just kind of everyone's there to have a good time. They know that they go there, and it's what everyone's there for. It's kind of like, you know, going to a bathhouse where everyone knows what they're going there for, and everyone's like okay with it. You know, it's kind of like the same idea of like going to Vegas. Like everyone knows we're going to go there. We're going to drink. We're going to gamble, play craps, play slot machines, or just drink and forget where we are, kind of thing.
And people dress so differently there. Like you're walking down the street and there are girls like in swimsuits and a bathing suit cover up in heels. Like that's what they're going out in.
Yeah.
Like, and they're walking around with the big hurricane, you know, glasses that are 3 feet tall, drinking drunk as hell, and like just,
or they're wearing like Hawaiian shirts, or like just something like crazy, like a neon shirt that's glowing and says some message scrolling across it or something. I don't know, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, it is a totally different feel there. And like you kind of get wrapped up in it. Like when you're there, it's just the most fun. But I think the part that I wish I could experience and haven't experienced yet because of Rona and everything is the whole like I would love to see the shows. Like, I would love to go see Gaga. Yeah,
you haven't even seen, you've only gone during coronavirus when it was very definitely like more low key, low crowds, like stay away from people, no shows, no like bands playing when you walk in a casino, no nothing. So, yeah. Like, you've only gotten like a small taste of Las
Vegas.
And
it's still infectious. Like, when you go to, what's the area with the LED?
Like Fremont Street or downtown people.
Yeah, like, you go down there and it's like the music's playing and there's all those, the whole ceiling is lit up and it's just this feeling of, so I can't even imagine what it would be like when it's at full capacity.
And even if you've lost like hundreds of dollars, you're like, oh, I'm having fun. Yeah,
the alcohol
like, oh my God,
it.
This is so awesome. I don't know. And for me, like it, Vegas has gotten away from it, but it used to have, and it still does have quite a bit of theming. So like every like hotel resort you go into feels like you're in a, like a completely different place. And so, I don't know, I just kind of like getting immersed in, you know, one place you're going, like Mirage has waterfalls and dolphins and tigers and all kinds of different like things. And then you go to like an Excalibur and you're in a castle, you go to Luxor and you're, you know, you're in a pyramid and all kinds of different things going on from place to place. I don't know. I love it. I don't know.
You know what I've always heard, and I did experience it, and I think it's true, is it doesn't feel like I would think it would, like a very gay city. It's not that it's not gay friendly. I don't mean it that way, but like you go to some cities and like I think of Chicago, like Boys Town, and you think of San Francisco and like, you know, places, and you go to these cities and like, you know, there's a big gay lifestyle. There's just not a lot of, there's not a huge gay presence in Vegas. And you would think with all those feathers and sequins and shit that it would be huge, that it would be gay heaven. But it seems like it's kind of on the back burner. It's not as forefront. And it seems kind of weird. I mean, have you, since you've been going for so long, think of pre-COVID times, do you feel like there's a huge gay presence there, or do you have to find it?
Well, I think you have to find it. I think it's, people expect it, the scene to be a level up from that your average going to Seattle or going to Portland or going to Phoenix or going to wherever, like, you know, kind of mid-level big cities kind of. I think people expect that it's Vegas, baby, that it's that the scene there is a level up, you know, because it's a vacation resort place, but it really isn't. It's very average, you know. It's not bad. It definitely has a few more options than maybe here in Portland. But the bars are very similar. There's nothing like super flashy about them. They used to and have gone in and out of having like a huge mega gay club. But because of the cost of having real estate there, I mean, they used to have a gay club on the strip, and but just the cost of doing that 24/7 when you're and paying the rent of a place that has, you know, slot machines and whatever or food or whatever, and only having a gay club that's only open, you know, hours at nights or on the weekends or whatever, it just they don't make enough money to pay to support that kind of rent. So a lot of the gay bars and stuff are, you know, off strip and in, more into the community, and which makes them just kind of like whatever. And there's no like street or something, you know, some cities like San Francisco, which I don't think you haven't been, but there's streets where there's gay bar. And or even Seattle has neighborhoods like that where there's multiple gay bars within blocks. And whereas Vegas, it's very much more spread out and whatever. Yeah. So I do enjoy it because it's kind of fun to go to another city and to go to a gay bar and to do that kind of thing. But Vegas is definitely, you know, I would say an average gay scene.
Yeah, because I even think about, like, I'm a huge RuPaul's Drag Race fan. I feel like I've watched every single season. But even some of the, you know, the more known queens came from Vegas, or they actually even moved to Vegas after they were on the show. So you think of some people like that. And even with, you know, RuPaul's Drag Race having a show there now, I wonder if there'll be more of a transition to there being more of a presence. Because you think of, like, I know drag has become very mainstream now. It's on VH1. You know, RuPaul is everywhere you look now. She's winning Emmys, which I think is great. She's done a lot for the community. But I think for that certain area, I feel like I wish it was more of a gay area. So
yeah, and there is that. I mean, there's always been, I mean, it's been one of the cities that's had female and, you know, quote unquote impersonators. Now people sometimes would call them drag queens or whatever, but they've always had shows with female impersonators there, and they've had them for many years, and they've even had, they have like drag brunches and stuff. So they do have drag shows. Like RuPaul's Drag Race show is not like the first drag race show in Vegas, but it is obviously would be like one of the biggest names because of the name of the show. Mm-hmm. But there's been female impersonators, you know, where they have a Lady Gaga or Dolly Parton or Reba McEntire or whatever, you know, impersonator there. But as far as like queens with their own name or their own brand, yeah, there hasn't quite been that there. As far as like on the strip for tourists, like right front page kind of thing.
Now, are you have you ever been to any gay events there? Like, you know, you think of like, you know, there's Western Exposure in Palm Springs, and there's, you know, TBRU in Dallas, and, you know, other events like in Florida and things. Have you ever been to a gay event in Vegas before?
No. Now they have like the ones I can think of off the top of my head, the biggest one I can think of is like Bigger City, which is in Vegas. And then they have like a Smokeout, I believe, is another one, which is kind of like daddy, leather, cigar kind of themed.
Ooh, daddy.
Yeah. Yes. kind of themed thing. And so they do have those there, and they are it's a good destination thing. But I wonder, and I'd love to talk to someone that's been there, is where does the – do we lose people to going to shows and to the strip and to whatever that they're not really fully involved in the actual event? Or is there enough kind of like back and forth between the event and going to the casinos or whatever to kind of even that out there? So there are some. And I guess the other thing I wanted to say to you is Portland, their rules and laws are much different. We go to a strip club here, and the stripper, if they want to, can get completely naked, can get erect. They can't really like jerk off on stage. They're not supposed to, but they can do that. Whereas like in Vegas, I went to one club that had like go-go dancers / strippers, and you basically like put the dollar bill in like a little band that was on their arm, or you don't even you can't touch their like waistline or whatever. And they never got like fully naked. They never flashed anything, never did anything. So me, when I see that, I'm like, that's like a go-go dancer. It's not a stripper. And it's like, would be like in Portland, where much dirtier and much more is allowed. So I never quite got into that part of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But the nice part about Vegas is all the, which we don't have here in Portland, is like the drink specials, like rock bottom, like, hey, buy one, get one free. Like, we don't have that anywhere here. And in Vegas, it's everywhere. Buy one, get one free, or beer bus where you like pay $10 and you drink beer for like 4 hours on $10. Ew. You know, or you get your little vodka for $15. You get as much vodka as you want for like 4 hours, and you're like, holy cow, I'm wasted after an hour, you know. So
that's the bad part. You feel like you have to get your money's worth. So it's like, I'm going to drink 15 drinks in the first hour.
But for $15, you get your money's worth after like three drinks. But you might as well really get your money worth and get wasted after a few. So that's the kind of, that's one part of like the bars there that I do. Because I remember going one time and they hand you this like token or ticket, and you're like, what's that for? It's like, oh, your next drink's free. I'm like, what? Oh, I love this. I have to have another one? Okay. Well, I guess.
Get it. I'll double fist it. Give me that one now.
I guess I'll do that.
Well, knowing that, you know, you love Vegas and you go, you know, as many times as you've been, you love going yearly, multiple times a year. I mean, 40's a big birthday. You know, a lot of people want to stay at their home, and, you know, just huddle in, you know, for such a, you know, a milestone birthday. But what is it you're hoping to do while you're there? I mean, knowing that Corona's going on and we're going to be socially distancing and things, but what is it you're going to try to get out and do, and what is it you want to see?
I guess for me, like, I am, like I said before, I've kind of been a budget traveler. So part of me is like, saved up a few dollars to go to like some nicer restaurants, go to a steakhouse one night, do some more expensive things that I normally wouldn't do for, except for it's my 40th birthday. So I'm hoping to do that. I really, when I started saying this is what I want to do, I'm overwhelmed and didn't really expect people to like want to come and spend their vacation money or do it during coronavirus or whatever. I didn't expect people to like want to come and be a part of that, but I am very overwhelmed by the people that are willing to, you know, pay their money and spend their money and hang out with me or go out to dinner and do some different things together. So I think like just hanging out and doing an environmental change, I think, is the biggest thing, you know, because when we're recording this, there's some shows that are open at like 25% capacity, and they're kind of like minor shows or comedy shows or whatever. They're not full production shows like you think of. And so that's not really on the list or the agenda or the hopeful for the trip. It's more about just spending some time with some good friends in a different environment to kind of try to make turning 40 like special. And I thought I would be scared of turning 40, but I kind of am, I don't know, excited about it, I guess. I don't know if excited is the right word, but kind of like okay with it. Like, I feel like I find myself getting more of that old man attitude. Like, I'm too old to really care about that. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the day, I used to care about, oh, does this shirt make me look gay, or am I closeted, or, you know, do I talk too much with the lisp, or does this person care if I'm gay or not? I don't want to say anything, or do I have to come out and come out and come out and come out and come out? But I think as I turn 40, it's kind of like, I am who I am. It right. doesn't like take it or leave it. If you leave it, I wish you well, have a good journey. If you like it, like, let's hang out, let's do something. And so I find myself like saying that more, like as my attitude, like, I'm 40. Like, why do I care about that?
Exactly. Like,
you care about that at 20, but you don't. At 40, it's like you've made your bed and you're having your, you are who you are and you like what you like, and it is what it is, you know?
Yeah, I think when you hit that age, and I can speak because I'm only a couple of years older than you, 40, I don't think was hard for me, only because you finally kind of gotten in a huge sense of yourself, and you know what you are, what you're into, what's into you. And it's like you can just forget about all the anxiety of worrying about the things around you, and you can finally just enjoy life. And you feel like, you know, once you hit 40, like, I think you're a little bit further along in your career, and like you're really starting to, these are the things I want to do, and you finally can afford them, you know, where it was like when you were younger, it's like, I want to do this, but it was harder to do. So I think you're going to enjoy your 40s. I think it's going to be a good time for you. I feel like since I've turned 40, like, so much has changed in my life for the better, especially mentally and things like that, like the way I look at things and the outlook I have on life. So it's a huge thing. So,
do you remember what you did for your 40th?
Well, I was supposed to. That was the year that we moved here to the Pacific Northwest. So when we were in Pittsburgh, I was planning like a trip. I was trying to get friends together. I wanted us to all get an Airbnb down in the Florida Keys because I'd never been before. But then we had the huge move here, and it was the year I turned 40, so it was just a lot of things kind of fell through. So we decided just to go up to Seattle for the weekend because I had a few people up there that I knew. And my best friend in Atlanta actually surprised me and flew up there. So it was a huge surprise. I hadn't seen him in years. I think since our wedding, I had not seen him in person. And he flew up, and we had just the best time.
Oh, wait, I was there?
You weren't best friend material yet. You were. That was the year I met you. You were still with your ex. So
it was like, yay, happy birthday. It was like, yay, happy birthday, but not like, oh my gosh, you're 40.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So I apologize for not making it a bigger deal.
It's okay. It was good, though. It ended up being a good time. So I'm glad that...
It was good. I remember it. It was... I want to go back.
Yeah.
I think maybe because coronavirus, everything sounds good right now. Oh, yeah. Take me back to that time. That was fun.
Yeah. And I think about... Yeah, when you think about the trips and stuff, and I think you'll really remember this trip. Like, it'll be a good memory for you when you look back. So when I turned 40, this is what I did.
Yeah.
And having, you know, good friends around is always the best.
And I'm really happy because the people going and the loved ones going and the things... We're going to be doing, you know, just going out to places and restaurants and things that I love. And I think it's just been, I'm excited for it. So,
yeah. And your family, some of your family's coming too, right?
Yeah. Come for a meal or two. that'll be fun. I didn't want to leave them out. You know, I am their oldest. So I'm the first one that turns 40 out of my brother and sister. So, it's a milestone for them too. I try to remember that as well. So I try to loop them in on what I can and what they can do. So,
yeah, I think it's going to be a memorable trip. I think it'll be one that we talk about for years to come. And sometimes, you know, the things that happen on these trips, we might even not even be able to talk about them on the podcast, but we'll be able to talk about them in private. So I think it's good.
Yeah, follow us on social so you can. So you can do that.
Maybe some sneak peek come through there.
Yeah, we need a dirty Snapchat. Can you put that on the list?
A private snap.
Need to know what we're doing. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bear Takedown. Did you know you could leave us a message? All you have to do is call 503-714-1188. Leave us a voicemail. Tell us a story. Interact with the show. Whatever you want to tell us, you can leave a message 24/7 at 503-714-1188. Welcome back to the Bear Takedown alongside my good friend Sugar.
Hello.
I'm Nick, and we've just been talking about Vegas. So we're excited. We've established that. I'm ready to turn 40. I think, maybe. We'll get back to you on the next episode and tell you how it's going.
See how hard Vegas hits you at 40.
See how hard. I'm excited, though, at 40. Like, I never thought at 40 that I would be doing, I don't know, the same things or where I'd be in my life or whatever. I guess I'd imagine. A white picket fence and a wife and two kids.
Not a wife.
With the same syllable name. We'll start with B's or something.
Oh.
But not going to Vegas and drinking with my friends. But I am very happy with where I'm at.
Yeah. I remember, it's hard to believe, but I remember a time when I thought 40 was so old. And now I'm like, people are like, oh, they're 52, 52. I'm like, they're young. 50's
yeah.
young.
Yeah. So. I look at it as like, well, most people live in their 80s. And I'm like, oh, I still have half my life. Here we go. That's what they say, I guess, over the hill. So we're turning down the hill. So on Vegas, is there any bars there? I know we kind of touched on bars in the scene, and it's kind of like an average scene. It's not terrible, but it's not necessarily what you think of when you think of Vegas. But is there any bars that you enjoy? Like, look forward to going to or going to see? I mean, I know COVID, it's a little skewed on everything, but...
Was pretty much every city that has some type of opening right now. The one that I have been to that I do really enjoy is... and it's because I think the staff and just kind of the environment is Fun Hog Ranch.
Yeah.
It's super cool. You get to kind of... The patrons kind of pick their own music, which is... good in some aspects and bad in others.
Yeah, it has one of those jukeboxes. You can go and pick your songs or go right. on the app or whatever.
And the only thing is if you get, you know, there are some queens that come in there and it's like the music is a little iffy, but then you kind of, you're like, I'll pay extra just to get some Lady Gaga up at the top of the playlist. I need to hear her. I need to hear some Britney. You know, something that'll just get people moving a little bit. But I do enjoy there. The staff is really cool. I always get along with them when I go there. And then I would have to say the atmosphere of Garage is really cool because it just has this fun environment. I like the kind of obviously garage style of it. And their patio is really cool too. So those are the only two that I've been to. I do know that I would love to go back once everything's open and go to Piranha. That's one that I've heard of. And we actually have a drag queen friend here in Portland who performs down there. She's performed with a lot of the RuPaul queens. And they talk about how fun that bar is. So,
but, yeah, I mean, it's like a dance. It's a dance bar that has, you know, has a lot of queens, and it does have go-go's and stuff like that too.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask you. It is different there too, other than here, is that smoking is allowed there.
Yeah.
So the bar, you definitely come home from the bar smelling like. You have to take that shirt right off and go jump in the shower and all that kind of stuff. But I have been to a couple others. I agree with you. I think Fun Hog is probably my favorite. I think you'd agree with me and say they're both bear friendly.
Yeah.
Both you're fine and you won't feel.
Probably more so Fun Hog, weird, I would but think.
Fun Hog, definitely. I would say Fun Hog. They do also have an Eagle, which in a lot of cities, the Eagle is kind of like a leather bar or bear bar or whatever. In Las Vegas, it's. I think you may be a little disappointed, but I haven't gone there enough to super throw shade or whatever on it. But it wouldn't be my first, second, or third choice when I go
or
there.
Or fourth or fifth. Fourth or fifth.
But change my mind. Change my mind. Buy me a drink and change my mind. They also have Charlie's, which is a country western theme that's owned by, I believe it's owned by the same people that own the one in Phoenix. And it's kind of country western theme. I think it's kind of weird. There because they do have some different things throughout the week. They have like a drag show, they have showers, they show different things, and I always find it kind of weird, like, yeah, it's a gay bar, but it's also supposed to be a country theme bar. Like, where's the country music, or where's the,
did you say showers? They have showers?
Yeah, one of their like stripper / go-go things is they have like a shower. Ooh. And the dancer or whatever gets in like a little kiddie pool, and mm-hmm. then they turn on the shower.
Not
and
a kiddie pool.
Their underwear gets wet. It's kind of hot. And they kind of like dance in it.
But are they in white underwear? Are they wearing the white tiny whitey?
Depends on how slutty they are, how much they're looking for. They don't have to. They can wear du jour, whatever they want.
Not du jour.
So I do like that when they have great drink specials. Some nights it's not so busy, so, and it's a bigger size bar, so, you know, when there's less, you know, when there's 40 people there, it kind of feels empty even. So, but I do enjoy going to that one every once in a while. I'm excited to go back there and check it out and try it and see what's going on.
Yeah, I'm excited. I hope that I'm wondering how the restrictions are going to be this time, and like how, you know, they have been every time we went, they've been pretty great about the social distancing. So I'm interested to see if the crowds are going to be any bigger, or if people are just so cooped up that they're finally just getting out and seeing what's going on. So
yeah, I mean, last time we went, I will say that, like, as far as social distancing, mask wearing, all that kind of stuff, like, it was taken very seriously. People are indoors, were wearing them all the time, unless obviously they're seated either drinking. They're, I didn't feel like it was too crazy. And the last time that we went, I even noticed that a lot of people were just getting used to just leaving their mask on. So even outside when you're walking downtown to Fremont mm-hmm. Street or the strip, people are still like wearing their masks, which is great to feel comfortable and stuff like that. So I still feel, you know, you still got to wash your hands because if you're touching a lot of slot machines or whatever, you know.
And they had a lot of hand sanitizer drinks. Stations
yeah,
set
they
up
give
everywhere.
You masks yeah. and have hand sanitizers. Even some of the casinos have hand wash stations, like a sink in the middle of the casino floor. So I feel like it's taken, you know, fairly seriously, and I feel fairly, for what it is, you know, to get away, I feel fairly good about it as far as not, you know, crazy. Whereas there's some cities I know that are fully open and you can go to the bar and you don't have to wear a mask and they
hey,
max
Florida,
capacity.
How are you doing down
hey,
there?
Hey, Florida. Kind of jealous yet, kind of not quite there yet.
Exactly.
Hey, Atlanta. I was talking to you. I miss you. Wish I could come down and hang out with you guys, but not quite there yet.
Yep.
I'm not totally coronavirus, like, oh my gosh, but I'm also not quite Florida or Georgia ready yet.
Right. But maybe we'll have some good horror stories when we get back. Maybe have
some dirty stories.
Some little like confessions that we need to do.
Yeah, because the spas aren't open, but you can go to the bathhouse there. So you never know what kind of stories are going to come up when there's plenty of people around. So You never know.
Exactly.
They tell you what? Glory hole and doggy style are the two coronavirus proofs.
The most socially distanced you can get in a sexual act.
Activity.
A wall between you.
Speaking of sexual act, if you want to participate in our horror tax, which is just a fun thing, a fun way you can donate to the show is by confessing your last time you've been a whore and asking for us to forgive you by telling us a little story of what happened, whatnot. You can go to our website, thebeartakedown.com. You just go on there. You can tell us your story. You can donate to the show, and we will read your confession live on our podcast, and we will forgive you of your dirty, dirty sins. No judgment.
Well, we'd love to hear those, you know, those Rona stories, like, what are you doing on the DL? You've been in your house for 6 months and you just can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
So you got to take it.
Yeah. We're not encouraging it, but we know there's some of you dirty little kittens out there.
Yeah. We're not going to judge. We're just going to listen.
We're just going to listen. Lend our ear. So go to thebeartakedown.com. You can participate in that if you want to support the show and give us a little story. Also follow us on social medias, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, The Bear Takedown. And make sure you follow us. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast on wherever you find podcasts, wherever you're listening now, so you can get the latest episode. We plan to try to do them every other week at the moment, and then maybe move to weekly if we can, or we'll see how it goes. But right now, our goal is to do it every other week. So make sure you have those notifications on so you know when the next Bear Takedown podcast is up and ready for your ears.
So, guys, thanks again for listening to us at another week. We're super excited to see where this is going to go. Like I said, it's me and Nick just having a good time, and we hope that you are enjoying the time with us. So until next time, Nick.
Have a good time.
See y'all.
Cheers. Cheers.